Giants are headed back on the road for a Week 16 matchup with Philadelphia Eagles, and we are back with another episode of Crossfire, joined by two Giants legends, Super Bowl champion Howard Cross, two-time Super Bowl champion, famous 58, Carl Banks. You guys, let's jump right into this, shall we? All right, the priority for the Giants should be either making the Eagles one-dimensional on offense or getting an early lead to take the crowd out of the game. Carl, what are your thoughts?
Well, I would say be on the offensive. And I say take an early lead, get them out of the game, get the crowd out of the game. It's going to be hostile. Chances are they're going to want to play spoiler. They want to ruin the Giants' day.
I don't know about, you know, spoiler and scoring points, but I do know that you can make them one-dimensional. I don't think their running game is all that great. So if you can contain them in the pass, make them have to throw the ball, get wins to make mistakes, then you'll get that early lead easy.
Nothing like getting a lead and quieting the crowd. It makes your defense a lot more hungry.
I don't know if you can quiet the Philadelphia crowd, because if you get a lead, they're going to be booing. If you're
behind,
I got
an idea. Wait, I got an idea.
All right, I'm listening.
You can't make them quiet, but you can make them turn on their team. That's what you want to do.
Okay, then you can turn them on the team. The way to do it, get after Carson Wentz. They're not going to be able to run the ball. That defense of the Giants is incredible in the run game, so make Carson Wentz have to throw the ball. If he has to throw the ball, make him throw it to one of our players. It'd be great to see Landon Collins get another interception.
Well, we know those Philadelphia fans are tough to quiet, but we'll see how the Giants do against rookie quarterback and the Philadelphia Eagles.